Me, I am Cuckoo Home, Radio Mouth. Okay, well, I'll see you all. The country I'll come from again will not be the Nigeria we first met. When spelled N-I-G-R-I-A, it to be new, innovated, generational reign in all. Okay, Patrick Cable. All right, Patrick Cable, thanks for writing. Hello.
Adama. Hello.
Comrade Ikechukwu.
Ada.
Yeah.
Shout out to Darren Dukwe. And that's like my brother. We're okay. Called Western. You are very, very highly intelligent. I was expecting that question. You see, if that guy go to America, I want that music. He will say, Ada.
Ha.
And every... And
why say
Nigeria.
So?
Hello?
Yeah.
Many average Nigerians are good. I picked lost phone more than 50 from 2007 to 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
An average Nigerian woman picked dollars in airport July 2019. Average Nigerian man picked dollars in 2020. A man rejected Tatiana in 2007. And let me tell you our problem. No price control. And they're supposed to remove some clauses in our constitution and carry everybody along so that we answer, I'm in Nigeria like before 1966.
Okay.
In my village, there is an abomination that an adult student and 80 years old or 70 years old parents will serve adult children. It's an abomination. That is what is happening in Nigeria.
Okay.
So concerning America, why I tell you say, I forbid America from 2015.
Okay.
Yeah, now, for example, that's about the way sing that music. That is how Shabalang started. Hey, who said,
Comrade, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
My brother.
Comrade, I don't want to shout. Comrade Ikechukwu, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Are you the only one at home? Are you the only one at home?
My children are inside. My room is 50-50 from my wife's room. So I'm not disturbing them.
Oh, I didn't ask if you were, but the fact that you said you're not disturbing them, I love the fact that you know that you're disturbing people.
I'm not disturbing them. Everybody know my voice. You know, say, Marianne, if I call Marianne in the afternoon, you will say, baby, calm down. Baby, calm down. Yeah, first you, baby, calm down. Ada,
okay.
You see, this is why they sing for you.
Comrade.
If I don't dream is something for one or 2 years and 5 hours, when Jesus come, I will call back.
No, don't call back, please. Thank you so much. Wow. I'm just imagining Comrade being my flatmate. I'll be mad. Honestly, I'll lose my mind. Okay. For me, I'd like to learn... For me, I'd like to study in abroad. After studying, I'd love to come back to Nigeria because there is no place like home. Just like the Sound Sultan song you played, Michael is my name. Okay. Looking at the time, it's 3 minutes past 12, so it's a new day. So good morning to you listening to me. Good evening, pretty voice. First time messaging. Made my year, I know why. Good evening, pretty voice. First time messaging. Just got caught by your voice while tuning my radio. If I'm given another opportunity to come back to this planet and the country, I'd love to come from UAE. Why? Because they're a very unique set of people and also make things and living different from other people because they live a very simple life. Country that values every simple and small thing they have. They are the best in almost everything that makes up a good developed country. No wonder their logo is building is in our heart. And I could remember my first day in Dubai city of UAE. I was so shocked and frozen after seeing the atmosphere. Nobody is above the law in UAE. And I pray my next life should be an Emirati super from Abuja. And I would like to come from Germany. Why should I be a Nigerian, a country that doesn't know that I exist? They only remember you during election and census period. A country without social welfare for its citizens. A country where thieves are worshipped, pious from Afiko. Ada, please end the show before Conrad gives me chest pain with his vibe. Ada, say don't call back. I've been cracked. Yes, so you have to beg Conrad not to call back. If not, you're in for a long thing. But all the same, thank you so much. This is where we can go. Phone less, it wasn't about this, but it's 4 minutes gone past 12 and we have something else to talk about. So I truly do appreciate you all for... I truly do appreciate you all for always being on the other side of the radio and for sharing with me where you would want to come from. Right. Those of you that denied my dearest Nigeria, I know you. You'll call back, especially those people that used to call during giveaway. If you want Nigerian money, it's still not coming from me. Those that called... Wait. Nobody called United Kingdom. Why? US, Canada, Germany, Australia. Okay, I see you. But yeah, it's okay. It's totally... Godwin from Amuwa Dauphin. No, Comrade is a vibe. Comrade, yeah, we love you on the show. You're such a vibe. Just keep calling, alright? We love you like that. Okay, yeah, like I was saying, it saddens my heart again hearing people mention other countries because in all honesty, if Nigeria was like other countries, yeah, I don't think people would have been opting for others. Yeah, so hopefully the leaders, president, the governors, the people in authorities, they get to hear this episode of the show and get to know that something somewhere is not right. And then they get to fix those things so that people will be content with what they have in this country. And some of the people abroad, just like Sam Sultan said, they'll definitely come back home because at the end of the day, no place like home. No matter where you are, no matter how comfortable you think you are, you definitely be a second-class citizen. And there's nothing that can ever beat you being home. Nigeria is like you're in your father's house. And your father is still married to your mom. It's not like it's your father's house and you have a stepmom that you might not necessarily be free with or be free around with when she's around, you know. But Nigeria is home. So I do hope that we get the Nigeria of our dreams so that no matter what, we'll all be here. Then maybe we can travel out for vacations and holidays and then get back to make it work. So yeah, definitely we'll get to that point. It might take a while, but I am pretty much optimistic that we'll get the Nigeria of our dreams. All right, thank you so much. Now we have something else to talk about, something about relationship. Now, this guy said that he met this lady. Before that, everything was going on well with him. But ever since they got married, his businesses started crashing. It's more like she has some sort of spiritual... she has some sort of spirit. Yeah, she's been attacking him spiritually. It's like ever since they got together, things are now affecting him. His businesses are not thriving. And some people have been saying that there are some people that you get to sleep with and then things will just be flourishing. And there are some people that they have bad luck in court. When you sleep with them, they transfer some sort of spirit to you and you just see your life going down the hill. So we'll have this conversation first. Do you believe in things like that? Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever dated someone that instead of your life being the way it ought to be, you start noticing some changes, some negative changes, and then you start thinking, oh, it's this person. And what did you do? Did you break up with the person? When you did, that's if you did, what happened? Did your life go back to normalcy? Or How did it turn out? I just want to know. First, like I said, do you believe in that? And if you do, what do you think this man should do at this point? Mind you, he said he has gone to churches, he has prayed, he has done everything possible, but then it did not, or it's not working. So we'll be advising him subsequently on the show. But we just finished talking about, of course, I'll put my country first. We just finished talking about our dearest country, Nigeria, and the countries that you would love to come from if given a second chance. So let's just take a deep breath, get a bottle of whatever you drink. I take water. So yeah, you can get a bottle of whatever drink you take, alcohol, maybe whiskey, maybe champagne, maybe brandy, whatever you take. So yeah, take that, relax, because when we get back, we have quite a lot to talk about. Yeah, it's 9 minutes gone past 12 midnight. And coming up next is this song that I so much love. I know that some of you are already tired of listening to this song, but yeah, it's a song of hope. It's a song reminding us that Nigeria would definitely be great again. Great Nation by Timi Dakolo, playing now.
With one song, with one voice, we're a nation undivided and poised. We will take a stand and build a land. In faith to defend what is ours. One heart for one cause, we're determined to rebuild and restore. Where freedom rises and truth prevails, our land where there's hope for us.
Wanna spend the night. Will you be my type? By the end of the night, we can put on fire. Your kiss is real nice. Come closer, cause I don't bite. You talking how I lie. You play daddy, I play wife. I'm so alone. No one is home. I got your number in my telephone. Wanna be your girl. Wanna be my man. Boy, we can hold hands by the lens in the sand. It's the weekend, don't make plans.
This is Soul Therapy with your radio girlfriend.
Talk, let's have conversations in the dark. World is sleeping, I'm awake with you. With you. Watch movies that we've both already seen. I ain't even looking at the screen, it's true. I've got my eyes on you. And you say that you're not worthy. You get hung up on you. But in my eyes, you are perfect as you are. I will never try to change you, change you. I will always want the same you, same you. Swear on everything I pray to, that I won't break your heart. I'll be there when you get lonely, lonely. Keep the secrets that you told me, and your love is all you owe me, and I won't break your heart. On Sunday mornings we sleep until noon, well, I could sleep forever next to you, next to you. And we got places we both gotta be. But there ain't nothing I would rather do than blow up all my plans for you. And you say that you're not worthy and get hung up on your flaws. But in my eyes, you are perfect as you are. Change you, change you. I will always want the same you, same you. Swear on everything I pray to, that I won't break your heart. I'll be there when you get lonely, lonely. Keep the secrets that you told me, told me. And your love will all you owe me. Seems to notice, and your days it seem so hard. My darling, you should know this. My love is everywhere you are. I will never try to change you, change you. I will always want the same you, same you. Swear on everything.
chart station with Ada Blessing. We'll be right back.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Talk about myself, I'm sorry. I hope that you're well. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time. Yeah.
Hello is a song recorded by English singer and songwriter Adele, released on the 23rd of October in the year 2015 by XL Recordings as a lead single from her third studio album 25. Welcome back to the chart station with Adele Blessing, your radio girlfriend on 99.3 Nigeria Info. 28 minutes gone past 12 midnight. How are you doing? Hope you feel good. Okay, and I hope you enjoyed the playlist. Yes, of course you did. All right, so let's talk to one of ours. He said his business crumbled after marriage. He owns 3 big trading stores where he sells provisions and household items, and that he's been doing the businesses before marriage and everything was fine. After he got married, he couldn't explain what was happening. So strange that his businesses started collapsing. Right now, only one shop is left with scanty stocks, and the shop owner and lawyer have already served him quit notice. To worsen the situation, he said serious nightmares have been his usual experiences at night ever since he got married. Could all this be a coincidence? And they have a boy who is just 1 year and 3 months old. What would you advise him to do? Well, first off, do you even believe in things like this, where you get married to someone, they either bring you good luck or bad luck? If you've ever dated someone like that, please share your experiences with me. Let me know how it happened and how you got over it. Let's talk. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. And my people in diaspora, you can join the conversation as well. Hit us up via Skype. Hello.
Hello, Ada.
Yes, please. Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
No, this is Don Dukwe from Savoyara.
You're welcome, sir. Talk to me, please.
Thank you. It does happen. Yes, it used to happen.
Oh, wow. Tell me more.
If you're not lucky, that is why it's always good to have marry your friends. Just date yourself, or whether if you date such a person, whether you have sexual intercourse with the person or not, just that you are friends, you're dating yourself, not married already, you start experiencing it. Yes.
Hmm.
If you are not,
and you sure it's not your mind playing tricks?
Huh?
You sure it's not your mind playing tricks?
No. Though I'm strict, I'm somebody that. Maybe because of where I'm coming from, the family I'm coming from.
Okay.
So you have to have some spiritual things, or the one spiritual something, belief or another. I was born in the church, so believe in something or spiritual things, being Christians. Yes. If you're a Christian, you have to just believe in those things. Yes.
Hmm.
It's true. It does happen. I have a girlfriend so many years ago here in Lagos. I spent all my life in Lagos. I was only born in Lagos, but I was brought up in Lagos. I'm since Lagos. I have my children in Lagos. So I had a girlfriend that I'm dating many years ago. So anytime I have sexual intercourse with her,
okay,
that if I get up to go to work the following day, it's just bad luck.
So whenever both of you like have sex, the next day will not be good.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
But if you're together and nothing happens, you go to work and everything will be fine.
Yes. Hmm. So, come on, it does happen. It's not everything that somebody will start saying. Yes, it's not everything that's going to be. But if the topic comes like this, you just bam, have a flashback. Listen, I have experiences. But because we did not agree to marry, we just did ourselves. And then when I packed out from that very area, then we lose contact. That's all.
And everything stopped.
You understand? So I experienced it. It's a personal experience.
So while you were experiencing that, what were you doing when you suspected that it was because of this person and it was always happening whenever both of you like meet as adults? What were you then doing? Did you try stopping it? Did you tell her? What did you do?
No, come on. How would you be discussing that kind of a thing? Since it's not somebody that you're going to marry. So what I did was just to plan my way and just get separated from her. I know it.
For
I experience it. This is not, it's not that somebody told me. I'm telling you that is pure truth about it. Any place that I tell you that it's not, that doesn't happen, not just because the person is not spiritual, the person is not, doesn't know anything about spirituality. I'm telling you, brother.
Wow.
Thank you.
So what would you advise this man to do? You've experienced it.
Already married. What will happen is that I will not advise the person to get separated because this is not something you hold kuru hand. It's not as if the person will do something to you physically, something spiritual. You just have to go spiritual. Pray. Go to the mountain. Start praying. Maybe that will make you to become more spiritual in your life and then gain it. I'm telling you. Pray. Pray without ceasing, according to the Bible. I'm holding the Bible now before I sleep, so I have to read some portion of the Bible. Pray without ceasing. Push. Pray until something happens. That's the meaning of push. I'm telling you, will definitely stop and you gain your blessing back. I'm advising the person.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Thank you so
spiritual.
Much.
So you have to pursue spiritually. I'm telling you.
Okay.
The Bible says the kingdom of God suffered by violence, and the violent people take it by force. Mm. You must take it by force, my brother.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you too. Wow. Okay. Comrade Ikechukwu. Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. You sound a lot calmer. Is everything okay?
Yes, everything okay. Ada.
Yes, sir.
I believe you want to just brought now 10,000%.
For real? Why?
One of my club guy, a very big guy, that is well known in order.
Okay.
If you watch him called Shu or in Italiano, but when he married December 2015, Ada, I'm telling you, this guy started wrecking. Meto passing butter. The topic you just read for us, thank God, say this guy had one son. But this one is no fun for him. It was last year they separated. Concerning, say, he don't go some churches. You see, some churches where me and my friend wanted to sponsor one person to go and play ball. And they said, make me $500 before we enter gate. Some churches where it's going to go now. They say before you see pastor, make you pay money. How they deliver themselves? If you go now, they will send you to prayer warriors. How prayer warriors deliver themselves? What I want to advise you, my brother, go traditionally and look what in the happen. But remember,
traditionally, how?
My friend and his wife, they don't separate.
Comrade. They should go traditionally. How, please?
Traditionally, let him go. If they have something like Arochukwabado.
Comrade Ikechukwu.
Comrade.
You should go to Arochukwu Amadioha.
So concerning my own wild experience, 2009 December, I get one of my kete. So the first time when he called my house, she said, I'll go buy a phone. She go plait her, Bombali and Naira, Lauren Hill and Naira Mali joined together. So we calculated 15,000 naira.
Who is this?
The person will be like, just you. I tell her, I go give up. The day when they come, 24 December, I don't go to my village. So I say, this one is Eric. And I go tell her, I say, the he that is in me is greater than the he is in her. Yes, the he that
is. Comrade, you promised person money, you can't travel.
Yes, now. That is psychologically and philosophically and internally what you say, this girl is Eric.
Wow.
Why you go tell me one day you want to plant Bombali, Ritamari, and Rolling Hill join together and phone? How much phone I was using Bluetooth phone. He said, I can come buy you food 10,000 naira. So I say this one is a record.
So I will set up a record. I will set up a record before you correct me. So to, in conclusion, it happened where I were. Last month, I saw a girl who said go by beach. Anybody who sleeps with that beach, he got a wreck. He don't go all the whole churches. And the girl still like beach. He see the by beach. Then we are. They are like people.
Hey, communicate to go. If these people now they against Amadioha, waiting again, you feel say them feed do.
Okay. You say, Amadioha will help them solve the problem.
No, what if they no want go Amadioha? Another solution okay.
If they no want go Amadioha. Okay, but I want to promise you one thing.
What's the thing?
Mother?
Yes, sir.
If I get problem, let me say that preacher. I don't go church because even the power that is in me is greater than the power that is in some pastors.
Okay.
So that's what I can say.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much. You still want to call back? Okay. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Hello, Mr. Jeff.
Ada, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you?
I am good, so good.
I am good.
Yeah.
Ada?
Yes, sir.
Stop. I will stay on defense.
Okay.
But I'll just say something, like, believe me, you cannot really, for me, if I'll just give one point of view, if you see that if this lady is your problem, you just let her go. I just tell her the reason why. Because it's no, for me, there's no need of you keeping her and going through that stress and not having, and not have peace and say, this is because of my problem and you cannot do anything about it. I disagree. You see that this lady is your cause of your problem. You tell her the honest truth. You see which I did see for my mind. Like, yeah, see how I feel out. They say, we give me a chance. They say, we record and don't say, do me anything. This is how my mind works. See, me, I don't believe, say, if you tell person, see, see how this place. Normally, sometimes you feel somehow for the person, but at the end of the day, it's for you to be yourself and see nobody's holding you. Because the guy now, I think, don't think like that now. Normally, now, if you see the lady, go, they get annoying now. You go, they face. So, why be the need to the key person where they provoke anger? So, no need. I think the simple fishing are human beings. They cause everything. He let her go. He can find your way. That is what I will say. Okay. And for the spirituality aspect of that, every man onto his own.
Okay.
Because every man, from your own perspective of life,
yeah,
from your own view of life, from the way where he grew, from the place where they come from, I know what he is. So for this matter, I'm on the fence of that.
Okay.
Take care. Good night.
Thank you so much. Good night. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Ada, good morning.
Hello, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Ada, and you?
I am good. So good. Thanks for asking.
This is Paris on the line.
This is who?
Paris.
All right. Welcome.
Thank you. I had your conversation. Well, the topic you just brought out.
Yeah.
I've been calling for you to pick my call. Ada?
Yeah.
There's a saying which says, behind every successful man, there's a woman.
Mm.
Two things is involved. She's either there to kill you or to raise you up.
Come on.
It is not by dating the girl. It is not by sleeping with the girl. But the girl you are having an affair with, what's your life as a man? Are you progressing or not? The same Bible said, he who found a good wife findeth a good thing.
The Bible did not say good wife, or he who finds a wife.
Find a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtain favor in the Most High God, right? That same Bible now said, and I saw something more bitter than death, which is women. Ada, there are three things a man is supposed to be looking for in the house of a lady before he's getting married to the lady. Number one, respect. Number two, rest of mind. Number three, progress. If I am dating a lady, I don't have those three things, why am I there?
Okay.
Why am I there? So the topic you said, it is real, it is true. I just take it that way. And it's a
no,
shame.
No, you cannot just take it that way. Has that ever happened to you?
Yes.
For real? Yes. Tell us about
and
it.
It's a shame. And it's a shame to some ladies that their boyfriend or their husband cannot be proud to say, since I have been going out with this girl, this is the good thing that has been coming into my life. Do you know what it is that a man is going out from his house, then the wife came close to him and said, honey, as we are going out, progress, success, you will never encounter any difficulty. And the way you're going and you're coming back, Ada, there's a real and there's a strong protection on that word. But how many ladies are doing this every morning or late at night? Rather, they will stand nagging. The money will you give me, no reach. If you come back, buy so thing, you never asked of the man how was his day. I know how many men that they will close from their various work. Instead of them to go home, they will look for a beer parlor to hang out, to wait till 11:30 p.m. before they go inside their house to sleep. Why?
Wow.
Because of the woman they get married to. They endure. The man, they die in silence. The man, they die spiritually. Ada, it is true. It is true. Positive or negative, Ada, it is true. Thank you so much.
So what should he do? Pray or divorce her? What exactly should he do since you believe that these things exist?
Many of them, God bless you, many of the ladies, they know this, that yes, they have problem. Instead of them to look for a solution before going into marriage, how can a beautiful girl that is above 30, 35, you're okay? You never see man we go need and say, will you marry me? Or propose to me, rather, dating from one boy to other. Not just that the men are not ready to settle down with such ladies, but what is going on? You as a lady, you need to ask yourself. There's one day I was telling a lady, you came to my house to cook for me, it's not a guarantee that I'll marry you. You wash my clothes, it's not a guarantee that I'll marry you. Give me a round of sex from now to tomorrow is my guarantee. I am looking for three things. Respect, rest of mind, and progress. If you don't have it, there's no need. And that it is real. It is true.
So what should he do? Pray?
What
should the man
should
do?
The ladies do?
The man right now, the man that is married, going through this.
Ada,
sir,
is vice versa. I cannot say he should divorce or to throw away the wife, but if there is still love there, take the woman to a deliverance church. Or before he got married to the woman, they were dating.
Yeah.
Was he experiencing something like this before he got married? This is what he's going to ask. There's a difference between relationship and marriage. Was he experiencing something like this before he got married to the lady? The love is still there. I am not saying of divorcing. I'm not saying of chasing her away. I'm not saying of second wife. If the love is still there, they should go to a deliverance. If there's anything the lady is hiding, she should say it. This is the only thing I can say.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a lovely night.
You too. Oh dear. Okay, have a call via Skype from Joseph. Hi, Joseph.
Yeah, Ada. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. Yeah, I'm calling from Canada.
Okay, welcome.
Okay, so you are doing a great job today. I just want to put in my little.
Thank you.
The advice I will give to this man is the advice I gave to my cousin back home.
Okay.
When he came complaining to me that since he married the wife has made him not to progress and his business is not the way and everything. I told him it's a lie. It is not your wife. Sit down and plan your life. See, I know that there is a spiritual aspect to this, but let's handle the one we can handle as human beings. I told him to sit down and look at your life and your business. Yes, I know, because the woman was not working. The woman kept on demanding money from him, money for food, money for everything. The business was not moving as it was meant to move.
Okay.
He comes back. The woman stays at home, presses phone from morning till night. So he felt, this is my problem. Deflected it to the wife. I said no. And, you know, as God will have it, the woman sat down with him and started learning ICT skills, started picking up ICT. Now, this same woman that is the problem of his business not moving has gotten a job in the island. She's working. And then the story has changed to thank God for my wife. She's now bringing contact.
Really?
Telling you the truth. So I now sat down and I thought about it. What input is your wife making? Where is it? So because my cousin's wife is now working where it's not like it's cheating much, but it's not like even the man's business has started. My cousin's business is not improving. But just that he comes back home and the wife has gone to work and come back, that feeling of, at least I have somebody that can share this burden with me.
Yeah.
Turned the wife from nothing, from being a bad woman that has come into the house to finish me, to now being a supportive person at home. So that's why I tell guys that you have to look for somebody that will want to build a home with you. Like the other caller said, it's not about these other things that don't matter. So the question I want to ask him, if I have a chance, is what does this wife do? What does she do? Does she just sit down at home, not doing anything? You are the only one carrying the burden. What does she? Let's start from the physical first before we now go to the spiritual. What does so? If that woman is at least any little contribution she's making, you see the story will change. But if she sees that not doing anything, and the man with the way the country is now carries the whole burden on himself, he will turn and blame that woman.
I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah, so I think, I know that the spiritual aspect you have to pray to God, yeah, but the very fact that you are married is that you are married. And let's start from the aspect first. So one question I'll ask that man is, what does your wife do? What do you have people said that? That was when I was looking for a wife. I was looking for somebody. Even if you're not doing anything as a woman, like I told you before, have a plan in your head what you want to do. Not God. I don't believe that my life will just keep on going straight without any, you know, any downslope at any point. When I now have that, which is normal in life, and then I look for support system, I don't find support system anywhere, I will turn and blame you that you are the cause of why I'm having downfalls. I got married to you, which is not true.
Right.
So I tell women, be productive. Be doing something with you. It might not be millions, but be doing something that when somebody comes and he's coming to marry you, you are an addition to his life.
If
you turn into a winch, so I'll stop here. And I think that is in addition to prayer. Let's just continue to pray. But you see this aspect, let's handle the physical first. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay. Good morning, my lovely Ada. It happened to me. I slept with a lady. The next morning, police arrested me for nothing. The next week, I slept with her again. When I went to work the next morning, my boss sacked me from work. Till now, nobody ever gets married to that lady. I am Diana Obut from Ojo Alaba. Are you serious? Good morning, Cherishable Ada. Happy weekend to you in advance. This downturn of a thing that happened to some people when they come in contact with some other people. Vats with her, these things are real. For some Okay, as some females cause misfortune for the males, so also happens the other way around. My admirable Ada, have a blessed day. Shegun. Wow, ABC, so... Sorry about that. Call back. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Sharon.
Sorry?
Hello?
Yeah, what's your name?
Assurance.
Assurance. Okay. Welcome, Assurance.
Yeah. I think the problem of the man is that he didn't check the background before getting married to the lady. I think that's the major cause of the down slope or something. And
so how do you check one's background before marrying the person?
Is it?
How do you check one's background before marrying the person?
Check the lady's family.
Okay.
I think he didn't do that because if he had done that, he would have found some problems. Then what I think he should do that at this point, he has to keep on striving. Marriage is for better or worse. He has to keep on striving and maybe God will intervene.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Okay. Thanks for calling. Hello. Lucky last caller.
Yeah, evening. I got blessed.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, welcome.
Okay. Yeah, I have a question for the man.
Go ahead.
Let him sit up and ask himself one or two questions.
Okay.
Sit up. No. Check his weak points.
Okay.
I don't believe his wife will be his brother. You know, he didn't tell us maybe this woman is spiritual or something, but he said he married her as a brother. Business.
Okay.
That he's doing well before he married the woman. Okay. Right there. That's why I bring this question. Let him sit up and check his weak points. Maybe the problem is for him, accusing the woman. You see, okay. Because, number one, some people are into this. They are reckless spending, you know? Yeah. They are in playing gambling. Yeah, some of these weak points can brought a man down. He's thinking other ways. He's thinking it's his wife.
Okay.
Maybe he's thinking negative or something else.
All right.
So maybe it's because. But nevertheless, I'm not saying regardless that there is no spiritual weak points.
Okay.
There are so many.
All right then, wrap it up.
If then, let him go to prayer house and get himself.
Okay.
But most especially, let him check himself. Maybe the weak point is for him. Thank you and God bless.
Thank you so much. God bless you too. So yeah, in as much as I understand and respect the place of spirituality in life, I also know for a fact that marriage comes with so much responsibilities. So, my dear brother, at the time you were single, like dating, not married, how were you living? And you know that when you get married, your lifestyle will definitely change. If you're alone and you're spending $100K in a month, definitely you don't have a wife and you don't have a son. So, automatically, if you still want that comfortable life for yourself and for your partner and your baby, you might roughly be spending $300K or $200 or $250. Now, are you making more than the profit you were making before marriage? So I would really appreciate if you get to reevaluate your lifestyle and what you do, what you now invest your money in, how you spend money, before you now blame somebody innocent. And again, this is another problem I have with some men. When you are married, you're going through business challenges. They don't feel the need to like relate to their partners. They just feel, I am a man, I am going to go through this myself. No, if you feel that way, since you're already thinking that your marriage is the root cause of all of this.